Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Sorry, AB, I was up late last night. A little time slot joke.
a little time slot. Up a little later. You know, I don't mind the time. I don't mind either.
I don't either, and here's why. I am a, what's it called, claim to fame? I'm a claim to fame fan.
Claim to fame is what's before? Is that where there's famous people's kids?
Relatives,
doing,
yeah.
Doing competition deals.
They got to guess. I mean, yeah, it's
is
a great
Is it the mole?
Show.
Is this the mole?
It's the mole, I think, with famous relatives. It's
famous mole, celebrity
it's
mole.
Quite entertaining, I must say. Okay. The tactic worked. I watched the episode, and I loved it. I loved it.
Was it the first episode?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
just a
worked.
Quick hour. Wow. Okay.
Huge claim to fame fan.
You want to talk about that for a little bit?
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it. I'll do more detailed recaps later if there's demand. But I still am a fan of The Bachelorette as well. Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo.
I like, you know, The Bachelor's pretty good, Rim. I tell you
I
what.
I was glad to have it back.
You know what? It was such a long break. Yeah. Felt like the first time watching again, and I was watching we've been watching all those Fox shows. It's like, okay, we got some adults in charge of the reality TV finally. We got some structure.
No doubt about that.
It felt good. It felt really good. I don't know if it's just because there's been a break and it's early season energy, but I
That's
had a great time.
Yes.
I enjoyed myself watching The Bachelorette.
First Bachelorette season in 2 years. I don't count the last one. That's another little gag. Oh,
we're having fun.
Oh, the humor. How do you rate the hijinks? The limo hijinks? Yeah, just the hijinks in general, the memorable moments.
Better than last year, not as good as the heyday.
I think that's fair.
They're not spending the big money on a couple big things anymore.
Well, all the budget went to protection from the rain this episode. They had to get the stuff from Arrow Rental, the tarps.
They don't have the big things that I'm used to.
No.
So it's kind of just stuff we got in this trailer here is what you can use at your disposal. We aren't bringing in Boys to Men. We aren't renting the fire truck. We aren't doing any of that anymore.
No large vehicles.
Mm-mm.
No live
no large
animals.
Vehicles. No live animals.
It was kind of, it was almost a, whose line is it anyway? A box of, you know,
yeah, go,
things. Just like, here's a feather boa. Do something with that.
Here's
just
a box.
Cheap stuff.
Yeah, go in there and make something happen. But I thought it was all right. It was better. Yeah. It was better than last season when we had the same critiques.
I will not be watching previews of any kind this season. I believe I've been watching previews, but not season preview trailers, which there's a difference. I watch coming up next week, but not coming up this season. I'm not watching any of that this season.
Oh, okay.
None of it.
You had previously been watching the what's coming up next week, but when they do the big whole season deal. What's going on the rest of the season? You haven't been watching that. I haven't been watching any of the,
I'm coming back to that, where you are now. Yeah.
Any of that trash. I welcome.
Charity Lawson. So my point is we're going straight to Charity. Charity Lawson, 27 years old. Mm-hmm. From Columbus, Georgia, the famous hometown from Farmer Wants a Wife.
Oh.
Patreon.com/RimandAB. She's the youngest of four. Cheered competitively at Auburn.
Auburn.
And has a master's in clinical mental health counseling. Most importantly, she was cheated on. Yes, what do you have to say? Yeah, most relevant to this, the number one trait of Charity is that she was cheated on.
She has a great career.
Irrelevant.
Job, family, friends.
Irrelevant.
And all that's missing
is a partner.
Is someone
who cheat
that won't cheat on her. Yeah. Is someone that won't cheat on her. That's it.
That's how the show works. Very close with her brother Nehemiah.
We're other big Nehemiah guys. David.
Other brother David, not quite as important.
Yeah, if I'm one of those
of
other three
guy.
One of those other two siblings, I'm wondering what.
How come we're not equally close? We all are in the group text.
How come Charity doesn't talk about us the same way that she talks about Nehemiah?
Arriving in Los Angeles, Charity arrives to the mansion with Jesse. Mm-hmm. First time ever that the driveway is authentically wet. Previously, it's been sprayed down.
Yeah, it was too wet. Slick, some would argue. Dangerous.
I understand you can't shift the timeline of anything. It's all booked.
Yeah.
You can't move this back a day. I get it. But you had to move this. The rain was an issue all night.
We had to do something.
It was a sound
different.
Issue.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You got to build in like snow days. You got to have a buffer day before you get on the road.
Just in case it's raining, we'll push it back a day. Hey, I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a bit here about, they called it the 20th anniversary of The Bachelorette, and I was going to say, actually, it's not the 20th anniversary.
So I was going to ask you about that. Are they counting the dual season? Are they counting, you know, when, number one, when, I can't remember her name, but then Tayshia became The Bachelor.
Claire, one
following
season.
To Tayshia's, that counted as two seasons?
One season.
That's only counted as one?
It's true that there have been 20 seasons.
So you're saying there should be more than 20 because of that. Is that what you're saying?
There's been 20 seasons, but you can't call it the 20th anniversary because you start at one. So if they had been doing one season every year, it'd be the 19th
anniversary.
Okay,
I'm following
you. That's a nitpicky thing. However, technically it is correct. The first season was in 2003. I think they skipped a couple years and they had a year with two. So it's accurate.
Oh, so they're
back
talking
off,
year. Rim. They're talking years. They're not talking seasons. How many seasons have there been?
It's season 20.
But it's the 20th anniversary. Years.
It's also the 20th anniversary. Yes.
But you it.
Which under normal circumstances would not apply.
If you're married, and then you get divorced for 3 years and then get remarried,
oh,
it doesn't.
That's, I didn't consider that.
That doesn't. If you skip 3 years in the middle of the anniversaries, those anniversary years don't
count.
You
can still call it the first anniversary, the ex anniversary of your initial marriage, which is
what
this is.
If I get married, let's say I get married for 5 years, five anniversaries pass, then I get divorced.
Yeah. This is a dud segment, by the way, but I want to figure it out.
If I get divorced, and then I get back with that person, get married again, I am actually okay with adding those years on to the anniversary. Continuing, let's say five, then I take a year off, then I have another five of anniversaries. I'm okay with you saying 10, but I'm not okay with you saying 11. What they've done is they've included the years where they are divorced.
I wouldn't say they were divorced. Me? They took a break. They're separated, not divorced. A cancellation would be a divorce, in my view.
When you're separated, do you count those? Now that I'm really interested now.
I think you do.
If you're married and then you get separated for a extended period, over a year, are you counting that year on your anniversary? You can't count that year, can't you?
I would count it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah. This was the 20th anniversary. That's a fact. We must move on. We must move on, AB.
I could spend another hour. I've never thought about that.
I regret bringing this up at all. I had two sentences about it, and now we did 10 minutes. Lemon entrances. Hey, I like this format. got to the limo and she just says quicker, then you weaved in the background packages instead of having them separate. So we don't meet someone and then wait to meet, watch
I like
and
it
meet
too.
Her. It I all like happens this. At once. I like that.
Improving. They yes. improve. You know, they finish the season and it's back to the drawing board. Everyone working hard on improving for the next season. And they did that.
The show is renowned for making improvements year to year. First up, Aaron B., 29, software salesman from San Diego. Background package. Hobbies.
Takes pictures. You ever heard of hobbies, Rim?
This Have guy
you
is ever? Loaded with See, to the brim of hobbies.
Loaded. I like a well-rounded king. Okay? Takes okay. pictures. Piano. Goes on hikes. Likes going to the beach. He's looking for a teammate for life.
The footage of the piano made me skeptical of his interest. It felt, and after the episode, I remained firm in that belief. It seemed like just a little Explain. Thing to add. Like, he's not really into piano, but he knows how to play piano. So they were like, here, do the, you know, here's the old keyboard.
Are you insinuating he can't really play that well?
I'm or just saying he's it's not really, into. He took piano lessons as a kid. That was my feeling watching this. And the segment where the piano was featured, I remain in that
It'd
belief.
Be like if I put piano in my interest. Exactly. Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes.
Like I can play
or if
something.
One of my three things was like speak Spanish. Well, you know, I took
Yeah, you
Spanish.
Did it as a kid. You don't anymore.
I don't speak Spanish. Yeah. It just seemed like a thing they tacked okay, on. That's I hear what you. I felt like.
I hear you.
Anything about the coin?
I like this. It's a little Two-Face, a little Batman Two-Face. Coin is Batman. Obviously both heads. Batman, Two-Face in Batman in the Dark Knight trilogy, Two-Face famously had a coin, and he'd flip it, and he'd be like, heads you're dead, tails you're alive, mm-hmm. or whatever it'd say. And he'd flip it.
It would vary depending on the situation.
No. But yet, it was a coin that was the same on both sides. Okay, you see,
yeah,
you
is
follow
it,
me
is
on
this
the
your
train?
Only exposure to a double-sided coin? Is this what someone says double-sided coin, you think of the Dark
this
Knight?
This is famous from Two-Face, Dark Knight, 2005. This is Dark Knight, okay? Two-Face did this. That's what he had. Famously. He has a trick coin, famously, made famous by Two-Face. Trick coin, but then
Aaron Eckhart.
Crazy thing was Two-Face got in that fire, and then it became a double sided coin.
Yeah, so he had
and
it before the face. People. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, yeah,
that's good background.
If I'm Charity, I'm looking at that coin.
Well, she didn't.
Let me see the coin before you flip it. Actually,
the first time you play along, she seemed genuinely surprised. The second time, you know, alarm bells should be going
let
off.
Let me see that coin.
Is this whole thing under false coin. Pretenses here?
Hey. He says, if it's a heads, we get engaged. If it's tails, I pack my bags and head home. Love this. Great start to the season. Great entrance.
Josh, 28, Harvard grad student from Pennsylvania. Takes her hand, puts it on his heart, you know, Z.
I didn't like it. Didn't like it.
Didn't really.
There's like a, you know.
Something about cherish
like
and protecting. That,
like marriage vows. Yeah. with her hand on his chest. I didn't like this. Gives a marriage speech. No, thank you.
Feel bad for all the grad students at state schools who did not get the school name called out. Mm. Harvard grad yeah. student.
There's a lot of grad students out here. Only one got their school Probably, yeah. called out.
If you go to big state, Jesus Shuttlesworth, bad. It doesn't even, they wouldn't even bother saying. No. Does school underneath. Babe alert. Joey. Okay. 27, tennis pro from Hawaii.
Is there anything you'd rather legitimately anything you'd rather do outside of like
this is my dream
know,
life
being in the NFL or something besides teaching tennis in Hawaii? Is there any better job you've ever heard of?
The background package made me understand that he is never coming back to the continental United
he's
States.
He's not coming to Hawaii.
He's coming
not.
Here. This dump.
That's going to be a problem unless Charity is also interested in moving to Hawaii, which maybe she would. I would.
Joey's parents split when he was young, and yet both of them were loving of him, which marks the first time on this show that divorce has been portrayed not as a tragic hurdle to overcome, not as, yep. wow, can this guy find love?
Can he find
love?
Despite
the circumstances?
It's impossible. It's almost impossible.
So I thought those
family extremely loving, and they made it work with co-parenting, wow. which is what
great. Literally a first on the show.
Yeah.
He also does the thing, gives Charity a flower, wears it above her right ear, hopes she can wear it above her left, which is a Hawaii thing. Once again, he is not returning to Pennsylvania or any other mainland state for the foreseeable future. Warwick, 27, construction manager from Nashville. Warwick was my Hawk Harrelson pick to click on our little Patreon preview segment. This was all we saw of him, unfortunately. I loved his parents met on a flight, so I got us plane tickets. I thought that was great. I thought it was poorly delivered.
I thought he fumbled that. Fumbled, I really did. Time. I really thought he fumbled it. She goes, she looks at the ticket, and she's like, Oxford, Ohio. And he's like, yeah. And
what
she didn't explain what that meant.
I don't know what that is.
What is it?
Are these random tickets?
Is that where your parents... Is this where you grew up? Is this where your parents are from? Is this your hometown? Are you saying we're going to go to hometowns? What do you have with Oxford, Ohio, a place I'd never heard of until this very moment? He's like, yeah. And then he heads inside.
Yep.
Oxford, Ohio. I also think it was just one
ticket. This would have been the best move if he did it well.
If he pulled it off. I think it was just one ticket, too. Don't know if you caught that. Just one ticket.
Well, that would have been... I
didn't see two tickets.
If there's two tickets, he still has a chance. If he only brought one ticket, this man is done. Xavier, 27, biomedical science student from North Carolina. Probably from a state school.
Mm-hmm.
Background package.
Bad.
He's a science
state
nerd.
State school's taking it over the Colts.
Yeah, they really are. Mom suffers from an autoimmune disease, so he attributes his interest in that field to her. Hobbies?
A lot of hobbies. I will say he was knitting in a studio rim. The studio in the back concerns me a little bit.
Oh.
Having a personal studio at the house.
That's
concerning.
Dedication to the craft. Yeah.
What's he here for?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Is he gonna give her a mixtape at some point?
Xavier hasn't been able to find a cure for a lonely heart. Anything else here? I wrote down, we got some studs on this season. No. Apropos of nothing,
yeah,
there's a couple studs in a row, my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Caleb, 29. Doctor in family medicine from Ann Arbor. Presumably Michigan? Not prestigious enough to name on screen.
If you're a doctor... You get your stethoscope, mm-hmm. You put it around their ears.
This is not the
first
time.
You let them listen to your heart.
This,
no. It isn't rocket science here.
No, this is not.
That's an obvious move. They give you the big box of stuff. It's like, no, I actually got my shit right here around my neck.
He keeps
I'm
it on
good.
Him always.
The rest of you losers can pick from that.
He's at the bar. Oh, I'm actually, yeah, I just got off a shift. Here, deep breaths.
Here. I stay
off
strapped.
You go.
If you're a doctor, you stay strapped with your stethoscope. Yeah.
Khaled, 28, tech recruiter from Dearborn, Michigan. He says, charity means love. My name means eternal. Put those two together. Eternal love.
Eternal love.
Nick, 32, HR exec from New Jersey. He fights for you. Light colored suit. John Henry, 30, underwater welder from Virginia Beach. Shocking that he was included in a quick montage when this is a fascinating, I mean... His occupation begs for a background segment.
Underwater welder seems dangerous.
Indeed.
The helmet he was wearing was interesting.
I'm not willing to say
that's accurate. That's not. That's definitely not the helmet he wears, but it was interesting.
30,000 Leagues Under the Sea type helmet.
That was a show helmet. That was not what he really uses. But either way, interesting occupation and interesting helmet to wear.
I agree.
And he didn't get really much time.
Aaron S., 33, firefighter from San Diego. Sadly, 33 is ancient on this show now. There's no hope for him on this season or in life. Very sad. Aaron S., the old guy.
Brought out a lame candle.
Even I think he's an old guy.
I'm much older than him. But I see what he does, and I'm like, oh, this old lame old guy with his old guy candle.
Come off kind of old.
This old guy candle.
I must repeat. Tanner, 30, mortgage lender from Pittsburgh. He's got the Tanner towel. How did you like that?
I like that. That's something you can draw back on later in the season, too. Tanner towel. I would have a second suitcase filled with Tanner towels that I'd be giving out and using all the time.
Draw attention to yourself in a group date, mm-hmm. scrum.
Absolutely. You're sitting in the back right when football. She's done, when she's not even group date. Let's say first night. She's done giving her speech. Everyone's doing the polite applause. I'm waving the Tanner towel. Something I'd always have on
that
me.
It's actually genius. Chris, 27. World record high jumper from White Plains, New York.
Wow.
You know, in another time, this is not the reality show he would have been on. He would have been on Ball Access, the And One mixtape tour. Featuring luminaries such as 50 AO Main Event and others. The Professor.
The Professor.
Helicopter. Don't get me started.
The dribbling machine.
Who can forget hot sauce? Shane the dribbling machine. Did I say 50? His name was just 50. For how many
points
he would score. I did not say
Escalade.
Rest in peace. Yes, rest in peace. Yes. Anyway, this elite athlete has been reduced to feigning interest in the Bachelorette so he can build his online jump coaching business. That is what he's here for. Having said that, it can't be overstated how easily he does backflips. It is really
how impressive.
Those it's are, unbelievable those how are, he can, what he can do.
I've seen a lot of backflips in my life, mm-hmm. and I mean this when I say this. That is the smoothest backflip. There isn't a hitch in sight. Whoop. All the way over.
Same speed.
Starts down.
Start to finish.
Same speed. Start to finish.
Don't
no
wobble. No
hitch. Smooth landing. Mm-hmm. Smooth.
You know backflips.
The best. I know backflips. That's the best backflip I've ever seen, and I don't know that it's close. I've never seen anything like it, in fact.
He also jumps very high, higher than Penny Hardaway.
I couldn't even count. I was trying to count the tires that he was jumping on top. I couldn't even count.
It didn't show it long enough.
It didn't show it long enough. It was too
Once
many
again,
to count.
I'm asking Disney to have a simulcast, at least for the premiere, which is like an ESPN News-style thing with a sidebar and a ticker. Show us some stats. Have some biographical information
jumping?
All the time. More. Just more stuff.
I need more.
A secondary
more
broadcast.
Stats.
Not too much to ask.
Hosted anyway. By us.
Yeah. Braden, 24, travel nurse from San Diego. This is a man with a zest for life, AB.
Yeah.
Extreme sports, things of that
Unique
nature.
Unique soul. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, he does yoga on the beach. Not
you
want to
do like fucking tantric yoga on top of a mountain? Do you want to see yourself just strolling down the streets of Tokyo eating the finest foods? Do you want to live in a van? He's your guy. Yeah. He's definitely your guy.
Travel nurse from San Diego. I believe Noah from Noah and Abigail fame was a travel nurse also. He has also been cheated on. So him and Charity can connect over that. Mm-hmm. That'll be the bedrock of their relationship moving forward.
I liked the tequila shots.
Well, not me.
Pulls
just
the thing
just
up.
Just a general comment.
He says, you know, he's a nurse. I want to make sure you're up to date on your shots. It's two tequila shots. Now, I did have a problem with him saying cheers to a shot at love. That's trademarked, and you're going to get everyone involved. This whole operation shut down if you keep that shit up.
Don't let Pauly D get his lawyers.
Do not let Pauly D will shut down The Bachelor with the quickness.
Spencer, 32, medical sales director from Moorpark, California. He got the oddball edit.
Mm-hmm.
Did this strike you as authentic, his speaking cadence? Pretending not to know Charity's name, the obviously not knowing martial arts.
I didn't know what was going on here. Yeah, I don't know. You're not buying it?
I'm leaning toward this was a Joaquin Phoenix alter ego hoax thing. Mm-hmm. Rather than...
You wouldn't have to do too much to make me believe that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It seemed to work. Charity liked him. I think Charity's not... Charity likes everybody, which is my one critique of her as a lead.
I wonder if that's going to be a problem.
It seems like she's just nice to everybody and enjoys their company. I wouldn't mind some Larry didn't really light my fire.
I like all these people and I like them all being around, but that could lead to her having a hard time sending people home, which is good TV.
I think that'll be the case. Yeah.
Yeah.
Caleb, 24, pro wrestler from Orlando.
The man of our dreams.
I'm not sure I've been as into a contestant since
really.
Kenny King.
Yeah, really.
Truly.
I will say, little critique, Caleb's hair is in a wrestling no-no spot for me. It's a little too short. I like my wrestlers to either have the really long hair or the really short hair, or if shaved, bald. Mm-hmm. That's just my preference. Otherwise, you like AJ Styles is in that range, and he's been for years been made fun of because of his mom haircut. I don't want that for Caleb. He's not quite his haircut's not quite that bad, but I have an issue with him from a wrestling standpoint.
Yeah.
You this can do a lot with that hair.
To know, but this is but not
the wrestling hair. I don't like that for my wrestlers. That's all.
Totally agree. Very smart of Caleb not to come out in ring attire, I thought. He means business. He's here for real. And he didn't do his persona. He gave almost no indication that he was a wrestler.
Well, Rim, he was doing body slams later in the episode.
That's
though.
The background
don't
stuff.
Give
I'm talking
too
about
much
meeting
credit.
No, I'm talking about meeting Charity. You come
yeah,
out
meeting
in the
her for sure.
Wrestling garb, and you're like, you're doing your, you're cutting a promo. She's like, oh, that's interesting, but come on, you know.
I'm yeah, I'm not going to date a next star. Yeah, come on. No. Yeah, I'm with you. Save that for later. Mm-hmm.
Joe, 32, tech operations from director from San Diego.
This is the tall guy cutscene, which I've never seen before. Just if you're tall, you're in this section, and we're not going to show much of you.
Caleb K with a K, 26-year-old construction salesman from Georgia, also tall.
Tall.
Adrian, 33.
Very tall.
Real estate agent, Northridge, California, tall. James, 28, attorney in Chicago, tall.
Tall.
Pilot Pete Jr., 33, from New York.
Can we call him Pilot Pete Jr. going forward?
Well, there's no going forward, sadly. All he
oh,
has
did he
is,
get cut?
Well, we'll find out at the end. No spoilers, but yeah, no longer with us. Wannabe co-pilots is kind of all he has. It's not enough.
No.
Michael, 28, yacht captain from Chicago. Bracelet. Taylor, 32, loan officer from Ohio. I liked this
selfie
How
video. I Met Your Mother?
I liked that.
I did too, but it didn't get much time.
It didn't get any run.
I like that too. That's a good gimmick.
I thought that was cute. Yes. Sean, 25, software sales rep from Florida. Donates his heart to charity via novelty check. I didn't hate that. It was corny. Better than nothing.
You're not going to get me to diss a novelty check. That's
under
not
no
happening. Uh-uh. Okay? If you bring a novelty check, I'm in.
John, 27, data scientist.
I
Fortune
like this
cookie.
Guy.
This was a good intro.
I'm a little Chinese. I'm a little American. Here's your personalized fortune cookie. Great call, John.
The message said you will meet the man of your dreams tonight. His name is John, which he read and kind of crumbled with joy. Mm-hmm. Something she might keep as well. Maybe.
The
I
little
mean,
slip of paper? No, that
probably
went in
not.
The garbage
she probably
room.
Threw it in the trash right off camera, but I thought about maybe she'll keep that.
No, she didn't keep that. No one has ever kept what's inside of a fortune cookie.
That's totally wrong, but if you keep what's inside fortune cookies, you keep all of them you've ever received. You either keep none of them or you keep all of them.
You're telling
there's
me there's
no
people
in between
out there
the fortune
that,
cookies.
That have hundreds of fortune
Certainly.
Cookies in their house? Or fortune cookies?
There are definitely people who keep all their fortunes
their collect-
from fortune cookies.
Collections?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they look at them later down the line and they go, well, that shit, none of that shit happened. These are all wrong.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rim, fortune cookies, they aren't like they used to be. They're not really, they're just, they're too generic nowadays, Rim. You don't get anything from them. It's not a prediction of, I want it to be a prediction of what's going to happen in my life. Now it's just like a nice saying that makes me feel good. Sometimes I want to feel bad after I
Friends
open
are nice
my
to
fortune
have.
Cookie. Yeah. Okay. That's just a little fortune cookie.
Yeah, that's
something I've been wanting to get off my
it
chest
sounded like
for a
you've
while.
Been burying that for a while. Next up, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yep, that one was good. This might be the tallest man in show's history.
I was going to say Jermichael Green.
That would have been good. Jaren
he looks
Jackson
more like
Jermichael
Green, but
no,
Jaren Jackson Jr. is
Jaren
more
Jaren Jackson
recognizable.
Jr. is more recognizable, and it's a kind of funny name, Triple J.
His name is Dotton, 30 years old, an integrative medicine consultant from Brooklyn.
I love this guy.
I highlighted Green, people who may or may who are eligible for my power rankings at the end of the episode.
How many people did you highlight?
You'll find out, but Dotton is one of them.
Okay.
Background, boxing. Deontay Wilder, Dotton Wilder. Born in Nigeria, came here when he was four. Parents worked hard, gave him a great life. Dotton's comments about watching the season and being taken by charity were sincere, in my opinion. Seems like a real sweetheart. This could all change.
I agree.
I felt like he's not bullshitting when he said that.
I'm with you.
Jesse T. Before we move on, fewer contestants than normal. 25.
Okay, they've been doing 30.
They've been doing 30 plus in some cases.
Or more, yeah.
So this is good. Another,
this is a good amount. I like this amount.
A higher percentage of...
We don't need to send home 10 people.
No. Well, in some cases, just three. From two families. Two families total. Three people. Two moms.
Yep, you're right.
Anyway, Jesse teases one last arrival. Would you believe it? It's Nehemiah. The unanimously beloved Nehemiah from the show, the episode that aired a week prior to this.
Yep.
Not only does Nehemiah have a supportive message for his sister, but he's going to put on a disguise.
Little undercover brother.
And spy on the contestants from behind the bar.
Is undercover brother from something?
Yeah, it's Eddie Griffin movie, I believe.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay.
Not nearly popular enough to kind of make reference to. Probably 25 years later, maybe 20 years later on this show.
Undercover Brother is a good name, though. I like it.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Charity's toast, solid. Okay, solid public speaker, perhaps a bit too long. I would have had to put my arm, my shoulder would have started hurting if I half raised my glass to start. Yeah. All right, we're doing one of these. Just kind of grabbing my scapula a little bit. Ah. But, yeah, okay. Then we'll bring it back up. Let the journey begin.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. All right. anybody else hurting?
Can't hold this glass for 2 minutes. Come on.
My left
Let
hand
us know when the
elbow.
Actual toast starts.
Anything else on the entrance?
Holding up
AB?
Your other arm. No. It's just solid entrances.
Solid, nothing crazy. Can't complain. We could, but we won't.
No, I can't complain. I would have liked a truck of some, maybe a semi truck or something. I don't know.
I don't mind a fire F1, truck or something.
Yeah, something. Some vehicle. I wouldn't mind that. But I don't need it to be satisfied.
I might need it. Cocktail party.
We got to get a semi truck driver on here. And then he pulls down the driveway with
horn.
The big ass
really
semi truck.
Horn.
Are you kidding me? I said semi truck earlier, and that made me think, wow, that would be awesome if a big old semi truck pulled in there.
It would be. I feel like they can't even go on. Not only can a semi not go on that driveway, but on the surrounding roads and those hills.
Yeah.
I don't think they're
ready. Have they done a tank before?
No.
Big tank?
Military tank?
Yeah, military.
And
tank.
Also just kind of sure. Not something you want to, not the imagery you want to portray on the show.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, a warlord. Interesting. Hi, I'm Johnny.
I'm talking about like a guy, a little army, ex-army guy shows up in a big tank. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. I'm just talking. Just talking here. I haven't thought things through.
Joey won him one time. What'd you make of Joey? I'm high on Joey, but this gave me a little bit of pause.
What gave you pause?
The eye contact was
okay. I thought eye contact too. I yes. have the eye contact here too. He's kind of looking off, like looking for his next conversation. One of those type of guys.
I hope it was because he was nervous.
I think so. I hope so too.
I hope that.
Because what he was saying, it seemed like this guy cares. In fact, I wrote this guy cares. But I did note the eyes were wandering, Rim. What are you looking at over there? It's just the guys.
Well, you're on TV. It's weird. It's weird to be on TV. There's probably some five people on there where he was looking.
I hear you. It's just a concern.
Well, and it really stands out because on this show, you get an uncomfortable amount of eye contact. It is.
Yeah. Yep.
I did note that going first, under these weather conditions, is very important because
he could have been looking at the weather too. Like, damn.
Oh, geez, is that coming in? I'm saying it was chilly. You could see their breaths. You go first.
The breath, yeah.
You got to snuggle.
They were snuggling.
Didn't get a kiss, but they were. It was like, let's warm up.
They were snuggling.
I've been standing.
Mm-hmm. She seemed to be into Joey, and I was too, except for that kind of
day. I agree. I almost feel like it's not even mentioning that Charity was into so and so because every conversation was. Cut to Charity to the camera. Wow. Blown away by X.
That's true.
Blown away by Spencer. Did James know that the letter was in the box from his parents?
Great question. Yes. Why would you not look in the box?
Of course he did. Of course.
It wasn't a sealed box. It wasn't a sealed box. So of course he knows what's in the box. But he did play it off in a funny way.
What?
I thought he played it off. I thought it was a cute, funny way. I think I like this guy.
I do too.
He's being a little embarrassed. But yeah, he obviously knew that letter, that long-ass letter was in there. Obviously. You think you're going to travel. He sits down on the plane, long plane ride. He has the box on his lap. Because where are you going to... You're not going to put that in your luggage. You're going to carry and hold on to that stuff. Because you don't want the donuts... You don't know what's going to happen with those donuts and get shaken around. You can get the cider is going to spill in your luggage. No, you carry that box on. You think he's going to sit there for a 3-hour plane ride and not open the box and see what's going on? See the letter? No, there's no chance. It's not conceivable.
So Charity read that letter that James wrote in collaboration with his mother. He
dictated
it to her and she wrote it, her handwriting.
The mother.
I'm taking it as a step.
You're saying he wrote the letter.
Yeah. Anyway, the cider and donuts, the weather really, he lucked out with the chilly weather. He's got cider and apple donuts. I mean.
Mm-hmm. As an apple orchard guy, there is nothing better than going out to the apple orchard in a crisp fall morning.
Walking around for hours.
Walking around and eating cider donuts with apple cider. Okay?
Yep.
There's nothing better. That'll be
$18.50. Yep.
Yeah, they'll cost you, but there's nothing better.
His family owns an apple orchard in Indiana. Wrong reasons?
Are you saying he's trying to promote that?
Orchard? Also, apple orchard owners, notoriously unscrupulous business owners and scam artists. Not just kidding. We like James. We like
nobody
his family. That's
a
great gift.
Nobody's watching this and saying, we got to get to James's family's apple orchard.
Yeah. I'll go.
Once you've been to one apple orchard, you've been to any of them, and they're all great.
Maybe this one has a nice view of the nearby meadows.
That's fair.
Xavier, I can barely hear this conversation because of the rain, pitter-pattering. Don't mean to complain. I don't want to rain on the parade, so to speak, but I didn't know what they were saying. What about Xavier AB? He likes being open.
He wants someone that is beautiful, that's honest, genuine, and vulnerable. They have a nice little conversation. I got a couple questions answered. This was a kind of extended conversation we saw here.
Yeah. And a kiss. The first
kiss
of the night.
That was a 50-50 kiss too, Rim. Both went in 50%.
I almost think it was leaning her way. She was the one who wanted to break the seal on these kisses.
It might have been 60-40. Her.
Yeah. Somebody said 70-30.
She says, I need to keep my eyes on him. And it was a full makeout. Mm. We're talking extended kisses on this season.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
The duration will be there.
It will be there.
Nehemiah at the bar. I simply refuse to believe that this is the best fake mustache they had access to. There's no worse fake mustache.
What about
mustache.
The hair rim? Why was that?
The hair is...
Why did you do something that nobody could possibly believe to not be? If I saw that guy, I'd be like, why are you wearing... I wouldn't say this to him, but in my head, I would say, why is that guy wearing a fake mustache and a wig?
Someone did. Sadly, nothing came of that question.
Agreed.
The episode just aired, the Hometowns episode where Nehemiah was featured at the time that they filmed this.
That's a good question.
It's possible they did know who, they could have recognized him, but maybe dye the beard gray, or maybe don't have him interacting so much with them. He could have been more in the background, truly just eavesdropping. Instead, they made him, you know, they put a Groucho Marx mustache on him, and
maybe
younger kids might say Steve Harvey, but.
I have a lot of critiques for this. You named some. I think it also should have lasted longer. I think you have him as a mole for multiple episodes. Have him become the bartender of the season.
Yeah.
In fact.
Yes.
Don't give up. Don't pull the disguise off so quickly. Because eventually they'll get comfortable with him. Even though he looks ridiculous, they'll just say, oh, that's the weird bartender guy. And it'll be all good. Let this keep going. Maybe even involve Charity. Charity was going to find out eventually, so tell her it too. This guy's going to be here. Nehemiah's going to be here. Eyes and ears, secret eyes and ears, that you'll always have.
I like that they're involving him, not just because he's someone who people saw on TV for 2 minutes and got excited about.
Who we like, yeah.
But she seems to... As we saw in the credits scene.
Makes her more comfortable. It makes everyone more comfortable when you have...
She's different around him, totally.
Well, when you have any... If I was the bachelor and I could bring a friend along, I would choose to do that. It would make things more comfortable for me. So bringing him along is going to make her more comfortable. They should do this every damn time.
Yeah, why not?
Just have him come along.
Anyway, John, one-on-one time. They discuss her brother, Nehemiah. He's close with his older sister, so they bond over loving their siblings.
Another
kiss here. The seal has been broken.
And another 70-30.
Yes.
Charity.
Yeah. Jesse brings out the first... Yeah.
I was going to say a sensual kiss. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't... that's an adjective we needed. It was.
It's sensual, folks.
Jesse brings in the first impression rose.
It's time to rip off some backflips when he does that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let me stretch.
The boys start backflipping.
Aaron S., who some could call... You could call him Ancient Aaron at 33. You could also call him White Aaron. There are two Aarons. I thought Aaron S. really shined here, and he made it clear to me... He's indispensable to me after this narration of this, of the peacocking segment.
He's playing something beautiful.
Who's playing what?
Someone was playing the piano beautifully. The other
we're not
Aaron.
There yet.
Are you talking about the other Aaron? You're talking about White Aaron?
I'm talking about White Aaron.
I'm talking about Black Aaron.
We're not too Black Aaron yet.
Okay. What did White Aaron do? I didn't even note him.
It was when Chris was jumping around.
Backflip.
And then backflip. And then
NXT
Caleb
guy
was
backflipping.
Doing something else. NXT guy was backflipping.
He was
too.
Doing body slams. That's what I was talking about earlier. He was slamming people.
The narration of that segment was by Aaron S. to the camera.
Oh,
it was extremely
okay.
funny.
Okay.
And Aaron S. proved himself to be a needed component of this season.
Ancient Aaron, White Aaron, is welcome in Rim's book.
Yes.
To be on this show. Okay.
Yes. That's all.
Okay.
That's Spencer. Fine. Unfortunately, Spencer has a son, which throttles my enthusiasm for mocking his behavior. That really... I was saddened to discover that. I feel like him. I can't rip this guy now. He reveals that he has a child to Charity, and he said it could be a deal breaker. Based on Charity's reaction, would you say it's a deal breaker for her?
Yeah, if you're reading between the lines, I'd say yeah. I mean, what's she going to say? If it is a deal breaker, this is what it would look like.
Yeah, kind of.
How she acted
this would
is
be
how it
reaction.
Would look like. She wouldn't say it. She wouldn't go out and say it. That'd be weird. But I didn't get the feeling she was all that into that right now.
I tend to agree. I tend to agree. He was thrilled that she seemed accepting of it. I got bad news for him. It is, she's not, and it's over.
I agree.
And frankly, the son probably wouldn't make a difference to charity.
No,
I don't think there's anything here regardless.
Agreed.
Aaron B.
The Black Aaron, playing the heck out of this piano rim. You don't think so? Wow, rim. Piano critique. What's the problem? This is something beautiful.
I was listening to this.
He's tickling those ivories, Rim.
Is he tickling the ivories, or is he just kind of...
You weren't that impressed.
I wasn't, and I can't play piano. I figured you would be the more harsher critic.
I was impressed. I was impressed. He didn't have music.
That much was clear.
He was moving octaves, Rim. He was moving.
I said, I don't know what that means. It seemed to me he was just going, and then he would say something.
Are you saying that he wasn't even playing music? He was just pushing random keys?
He was playing music.
Okay.
Now I feel like I got to cut this out. You're being so accusatory. I'm wondering if I'm taking a step too far. I thought he would just play a song. If you're going to drag a piano into the room, you would play a real song.
Well, this was kind of like a jazz thing. He was just playing.
Oh, I don't.
This was off the music sheet, Rim.
What did you make a post-piano playing of their conversation?
She was obviously impressed. If someone plays you a song on the piano and then recites a poem to you, obviously that's going to work. And they shared a long kiss. Long kiss.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he flipped the coin and it was heads again.
Well, yeah. Give me that fucking coin, pal.
If he brings it out a third time, episode two.
You can't bring it.
Investigated.
You don't want to be the coin guy. The weird coin trick guy. Once, fine. Twice, hey, watch yourself. Three, give me that coin and get out of here.
It would be funny if you got sent home because she discovered the coin.
The
was
coin's fake. You've been tricking me all along.
At the bar, Josh says he recognizes Nehemiah from somewhere.
Which is what you say
when someone is asking you probing questions while wearing an obviously fake mustache. You go, hey, do I recognize you? Like, wink, wink.
What's your deal?
What were you going to say about Aaron?
I just noted they're taking shots, which is...
At the bar.
At the bar, they're taking shots, opened up the alcohol consumption again. I'm interested in someone getting way too drunk on night one.
Sadly, it didn't happen.
Didn't happen, but...
I was intrigued by the Josh moment. I thought it'd be a turning point in the episode. Never saw Nehemiah's response to that. They went to commercial.
Yeah, I didn't think we got a lot, and I wonder if just nothing really happened at that bar.
Brayden would argue nothing happened. Mm-hmm. She asks, this is something she does, what qualities of mine that you saw on the show stood out to you? I believe he said she's considerate.
I think he said empathy and wants to find someone who's also considerate.
Michael Scott, I'm over considerate. I'm so considerate, it'll make your head spin. I give too much. So they bond over that. The season villain, I called him.
Oh, yeah.
Gets a kiss.
I wrote this, is this the glasses king we've been waiting for?
And that I reserve judgment on that.
I then noted, hey, enough with the kisses. They had like five kisses.
They're losing a little meaning.
They separate. No, it still means something, but relax. It's too many kisses. It's not fair to the other guys.
If there were a modern day revival of All for One, the new generation, Brayden would be the white guy in that group. All for One 2K, or whatever you want to call it. Brayden at the bar, what did you make of this? How would you characterize braggadocious Brayden at the bar? Did he cross a line?
I didn't take it as bragging until Undercover Brother said that. So no, I don't think he crossed a line. I don't know. You think he was too cocky and confident there?
But I wouldn't say two. I wouldn't say two.
They kissed five or somewhere between five and ten kisses, I'd say.
Longest kiss so far,
probably confident.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's two ways you could look at it. You could say, wow, this guy has a huge ego and will tell anyone with ears about this. Or you could say he is so happy and
he's
excited
over the moon
to have
the fireworks.
Everybody's over the moon when you kiss the lead.
Absolutely.
He's just more outward about it.
Yeah. He's also drunk. They just had shots.
Of course.
And he's the guy that had the tequila shot earlier. Okay? Mm-hmm. He's
getting
Nehemiah a little drunk.
Overhears this and he finds him not only confident, but slightly arrogant, off-putting.
Yeah.
Mostly because the nameless bartender says, hey, you guys think you'll get the first impression of us? The questions were a little too clear, that you're not just a normal old bartender here.
But they don't know that. They've never been on this show before. Maybe they, I don't know.
He's wearing a costume.
Obviously, if the guy wearing a costume, a guy wearing a costume that's passing out drinks starts asking me questions, I'm leaving
something's
that
happening.
Area. Yeah. Let me get out of here. Something's going on.
Well, Nehemiah announces who he is inside. Mm-hmm. Everyone's shocked. Braden mildly concerned.
A lot of them can't remember if they said anything, which means they did say something that night. Most of them were like concerned that they said something in front of him. They couldn't remember because they did say something that would be off-putting, but they don't know where they said it.
Well, if they did, they didn't show. Only a few had comments that were that
no,
they
I don't, yeah.
certainly wouldn't have said in front of her brother.
Yeah.
Only a couple. Mm-hmm. So Nehemiah pulls Charity aside. First impression Rose hangs in the balance.
It was a lot of Braden. He's very energetic, extroverted. Came back from talking to you and had even more energy. And he said he crossed the line between cocky and confident. He crossed it over and was too cocky. And he even said he's thinking he's going to get a rose. Threw Braden under the bus. Flat out.
Did you think this Nehemiah's criticism was enough to imperil Braden's tenure?
I thought it was going to be.
The music made me think that.
If he brings up concerns about one person, I don't know why that wouldn't matter. Otherwise, undercover brother doesn't matter at all.
Almost no matter what the concerns are, he's the only one that was singled out negatively.
It seems like that should matter, yeah.
Well, Charity returns to the group, calls Braden to the side. Charity says to Braden, hey, my brother claims that you were overconfident about being here and getting the first impression rose. Now, think about that for a second, AB. I was watching this thinking maybe Braden might be in trouble.
I thought he was in
Nehemiah's
trouble.
Nehemiah's criticism was basically he's kind of cocky and overconfident.
He's overconfident in their relationship.
The horror. Yeah. I mean, oh my goodness. This young man in competition with other young men will portray confidence in the group setting? Wow, get him out of here. I mean, this just seemed like a nothing accusation.
I agree. But when you have undercover brother and then you have the conversation, you can't just say nothing. Like, actually, I didn't get anything. This was all for nothing. I was wearing that stupid costume for nothing.
Do you think he should? I felt that Nehemiah was so deferential in not wanting to force Charity's hand or guide her too strongly that he didn't even tell her what was actually unbecoming about Braden's behavior. He could have said, like, Braden's an asshole. I hope you don't, you know, he might not be
what
he
seems.
I don't
think he had enough time to really get that opinion. I don't think undercover brother had that strong opinion on anybody. There wasn't a lot there for him.
Okay.
Which is why he needed more time.
Yeah, like, okay.
You could even, here's what I'd do. I'd switch his costume week to week. Just me. Full prosthetics.
Yes.
Face changed.
Well, budget
old
cuts.
Guys sometimes.
Yep.
I'd go old. Different hairs. Different facial hair.
Gray beard once in a while.
Sure. Whatever you want. Different
Not
costume every
so
week.
So much interfacing directly with them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the sound guy sometimes. Maybe he's holding the camera.
Yes.
A fake camera.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Just have him be a fly on the wall.
Anyway, long story short, Braden and Charity talk. Braden says, well, I just am so jazzed about our connection.
I just feel amazing.
I would give you my first impression, Rose. I feel great about this. That works like a charm. Charity not only keeps him, but decides to give Braden the first impression, Rose. Topsy-turvy. When they return, the group is stunned.
Yep.
And they are giggling in the seat. As if they are a couple.
I didn't like the giggling, Rim. If I'm there, unacceptable giggling.
It was a little, they were a little too.
You two are, they're acting like school kids in love for the first time. Okay. You two. Hey, actually, I'm going to squeeze in between you two because this is ridiculous. There's 25 of us. You two kids are acting like nobody's here.
Well, particularly when the last time they saw them, he was in trouble.
We thought he was in trouble. And he comes back with the rose, giggling.
Anything else on that segment?
No. Nope.
What could have been with Undercover Brother is my main takeaway.
What could have been? Yeah.
The rose ceremony. In order. Aaron B. Keyboard. John.
Fortune Cookie.
Fortune Cookie. Xavier. Tall. Joey. Hawaii. Caleb B. Wrestler. Warwick. Handsome. White Aaron. Old. Caleb A. Doctor. Adrian. I think tall.
John Jones.
Who looks like John Jones? Oh, Adrian looks
Adrian's
like John Jones.
Adrian's John Jones. Yeah, okay. That's John Jones. He looks just... if they were related, I would not be...
Claim to fame.
Yeah. Oh, claim to fame.
I don't think they'd have a John Jones relative on claim to fame. That's not really the vibe of the show. No. But James. Sean. Michael.
You got nothing to say about these guys? You were doing a whole thing where you were giving adjectives about all of them?
Ran out of steam.
Dude, I thought that was really going strong. Then you got to the random white dudes that all look the same, and you didn't have anything for them.
Well, I didn't want to say that. And also, halfway through, I kind of realized, you know, let's not boil these guys down to one trait, you know?
I really like that.
They contain really multitudes. Sean, question mark, that's something. I don't know why. Michael.
Well, because you don't know who he is. I'm looking at a picture of him right here. I don't think I saw anything about him.
Tanner, terrible towel Tanner.
Terrible towel Tanner.
Dotton, enormously tall.
Our guy.
Caleb K with a K. John Henry. Josh. And begrudgingly on Charity's part, Spencer.
I saw people saying Spencer online the producers made her choose Spencer.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's not.
If you get the last rose, the producers probably made you do it, right? If
there was no who's going to get the last rose, you know, because the potential villain got the first impression rose, there wasn't a lot of tension down the wire.
I'm with you.
No roses, Chris, the jumper.
That's insane.
You can jump. You can flip around.
Do you think those backflips actually ended up costing him? Like,
of course.
Check this fucking guy out. First, he does the backflip on the driveway. That's fine. That's cool.
That's fine.
But doing them in the house, like multiple backflips, it's like, all right, fuck you.
Yeah, totally agree.
Get out of here.
They all saw you do the backflip. Everyone who arrived prior to you saw you.
Now you're just showing off.
Also, just keep it close to your chest a little bit. Let the rumors go around. Oh my gosh, this guy apparently can jump 50 inches in the air and can do like Michael Jordan Space Jam dunks.
It would be off-putting if someone did multiple backflips in one night. It's more showing off at that point. I don't like it.
You're begging your enemies to sabotage it.
Still, it's really what could have been with Chris. You put him out there in a football competition. He's doing some Odell Beckham Jr. catches and shit like that at receiver. Some stuff could have been there with him athletically. We haven't seen an athlete like him. And we've had NFL, NBA players. We haven't seen an athlete like him.
Yeah. Well, we're never going to see him again. I would like to see him go to the top of the steps on paradise
this motherfucker's
and then backflip down to the sand.
I was going to say, this motherfucker's going to be backflipping into paradise. Okay? This will not be the last time we see this man.
Joe, Khaled, Nick, Pilot Pete Jr., and Taylor, the guy who did the cute selfie video to their future kids, family-oriented Taylor.
Good for him.
Good for him. He got sent home.
Oh, yeah, we're doing this.
These are guys who didn't get roses, AB.
Well, yeah, that's too bad.
Anything else on the episode?
Great start to a season.
Yep, solid. Felt good.
Seems like a real good group of guys.
It does.
A lot of guys I like.
I agree. A lot of studs. And I don't always say that. That's a term I use infrequently. A lot of studs.
There's a lot of studs.
I looked at him and I go, stud, stud, next, stud. Good personalities. if Brayden being overconfident is your biggest like douchebag quality of the season, you're in for a smooth ride, Charity.
Agreed.
Emily Maynard had like 14 guys who were worse than Brayden.
For sure.
We don't have a mailbag question. It's the first episode of the season. 773-234-7794. AB, what should the mailbag question be for next week?
How you feeling about the new about sure. coming back? Are you okay. happy like we are? Also, how do you feel about the 8 o'clock slot? 8 p.m. 9 p.m. Eastern. How do you feel about that?
Great questions.
That leads me to my headline of the week, Rim.
Okay.
From thesun.com. The Bachelorette's furious fans threatened to boycott the show after major scheduling shakeup without warning. Now, I'd argue
there was plenty of warning.
People are mad online about
the
time slot, Rim. Okay?
Several? How many are we talking?
We're talking a lot.
How many tweets are embedded in the article?
We're talking a lot of people. You want to hear some of these tweets?
I suppose.
Changing the time is going to make you lose so many live watchers. A viewer raged. The time change feels like sabotage, says one person. What do you think about that one?
We joke that this was the first step towards Disney Plus or whatever the case may be.
I don't think we were joking, were we?
I mean, we laughed about it is what I meant to say. I don't think it is. I don't think it'll have that big of an effect. Honestly, because Claim to Fame is seemingly a well-liked show, and I was impressed by the quality of it, I think the bump back an hour just bolsters the offerings for...
Sure.
Monday nights on ABCs are now kind of must-watch TV for me, and previously, you know, the show with the doctor came on after it, and I turned the channel.
Here's a tweet.
So I don't know if it'll be a bad... I don't think it's a bad thing, necessarily.
A lot of people were like, they'll regret it. It's like, I don't know. They probably did this. They're obviously doing this for a reason. It's not getting the ratings it used to get.
they're changing it up.
Switch things up. I don't know.
Okay, a couple more things. I do not have power rankings. This is going to be Rim's watch list, though, like a preseason awards watch list. Okay. Here's who is on my watch list. Number one, Aaron B.
This is a good thing or a bad thing to be on this list?
I've got my eyes on these guys. They are probably headed towards the power rankings eventually. Number two, well, not number two. That's just how the formatting played out. There's no numbers here. Warwick, Caleb the Wrestler, Aaron S., a.k.a. Ancient Aaron, a.k.a. White Aaron.
I feel like Caleb should just have his own power ranking. He's obviously our favorite person, but...
I think there could be something there, AB.
But I think we will be too invested in him and his storyline that we can't possibly... You know, put our feelings aside when we're making our power rankings. I almost think we shouldn't include him. It'll be too biased.
I will consider how their connection is next episode and take that.
Okay.
We may need to do that.
Was also doing backflips and wrestling moves in the
He had to. When someone backflips and tries to be the backflip guy and you can backflip, you have to respond.
I'm just saying, the one backflip guy already got sent home. He was doing backflips with him. In body slams.
Dotton?
John and
Xavier. Those are the seven contestants on my watch list right now. It's a little bit of I like them. It's a little bit of
did you say Joey?
Charity. And Joey. Let's add Joey.
Okay.
Good call. Eight.
It's a good eight. Strong eight.
Thanks. Do you have anything in that vein?
No. No, okay. I'll do a power rankings next week once I get to know them a little better.
Gotcha. This is typically the segment where we talk about the Rose League. That app now costs $2 per season if you're a user, which they should charge. I'm all for that. They probably put a lot of money into creating a really good app. However, we have a large league, and I think it might be a lot to ask our listeners to do that. So I did some searching, and I think I found a better app for our needs anyway. It's called the Real TV Fantasy app. Things I like about it are we can customize the scoring, which we will do.
Wow.
I will include a link in the description. I haven't created the league yet. It'll probably be Rosecast Nation. We will adjust the rules to eliminate the weird stuff and keep it easier to follow while you're watching. It also has the challenge and Survivor, etc., so we may be able to do those for our patrons. Real TV Fantasy. It's an app. Download it. We will include the link in the description. We will start scoring for next week. Any questions, AB, about that?
No, I like the sounds of this.
Promising.
Promising.
I can't vouch for its interface or usability, but it's promising.
I like the idea of me, you know, tinkering with the scoring a little bit behind the scenes.
Well, we're not going to tinker at midseason, AB. Too much integrity.
You'll never know. No one will know.
No, that's true. Probably not. We can probably get away with that. Anything else, AB, before we wrap up?
I don't think so. I'm excited for charity. Excited for the new time slot.
A lot of time slot talk.
I'm loving this season so far.
Let's put the merch on sale. No new designs.
Oh, wow.
I haven't even thought about doing new designs.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the old ones are still good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Promo code charity, CHARITY, for 20% off all this week. RimandAB.com. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so. Excited for the season.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.